blow thing, you know, to where I was. I mean, to go through the whole service thing of, you know, no office hours, you know, none of that bullshit, none, you know, just go through that whole trip. And for that to go down that fast, just like it almost, it took a lot and lot of fight out of me as far as competing, you know, just, you know, and I couldn't understand that. It took me a long, long time to get that through my head, what was happening. You know, here I come, you know, a nigga that's been exposed to, I don't know whatever it was, but just taught to do whatever you could do, just do it good. You know, just do that. Just do, I don't care whatever it is you do, just do it, you know, just do, give it your best and you'll come out, you know. That's what I did. And that's what I was subjected to. You know, I couldn't understand that. You know, it was hard for me to understand that. So I went to, at this time now, my mom and daddy were living in Oxnard, California, you know. So they had moved out there when I was in the Marine Corps. I guess I was in the Marine Corps, you know, maybe about 18 months or so, you know, and they had moved out there. And, you know, I laid out there for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, trying to get my head together, man. I couldn't. Oh, man, I was in bad shape. I couldn't, you know, I didn't know how to talk to nobody, man. You know, because I couldn't believe what had went down. You know, and that let me know then that I had to start watching a lot of things. I had to start watching a lot of things, you know. So I thought and thought and thought, and I said, well, Mama, I can tell you what. Well, they helped me a little bit. You know, they thought that I should have gotten married. Mm-hmm. Which, I wasn't ready to get married because I was 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to go back to school. Sure. You know, and there was just a lot of things that I wanted to do. I even thought about going to Arabia somewhere, guarding the pipelines and all that shit. That's where my head was at.
And what year was this then? When you got out of the Marine Corps? It was about
March. In 59. See, and this shit started, you know, well, you know, my thing started in 52. You know, this is this whole thing from the ninth grade, you know, all the way here, you know, all the way to then.
This is essentially political education
that
I'm talking about.
Yeah. Of how things are done in the United States, you know, on this political thing, and it's all of knowing somebody that knows somebody. You know, everybody scratches everybody's back. Like, I knew where I was, and I knew that I was right. And another thing, too, you know, I bought a 51 Mercury, you know, a two-door 51 Mercury, and a 51 Mercury in 1956, you know, was supposed to have been pretty good, but, you know, I didn't smoke or drink, you know, or nothing. I was just strictly what it was supposed to be, so I didn't have any reason to be spending my money. You know, I saved my money, you know, whatever, and I was paying $51 a month on this car, man. So, you know, I was a private, you know, and these cats have been in the service 15 or 20 years. Well, you know, they didn't like that. You know, this is, I'm finding all this out afterwards, you know, after I went back and just laid the whole thing out and thought about it, you know. Well, I thought folks were not prejudiced to the point that it would be envy with it too, you know. I could understand the prejudice, but I couldn't understand that envy type of thing that you know, that causes folks to do irrational things, you know.